AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today. He met with the king and the crown prince. The meeting has wrapped up. Pompeo is looking for a coalition to confront the tensions boiling over Iran.
Coalition not only throughout the Gulf states, but in Asia and in Europe that understands this challenge as it is prepared to push back against the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
Germany appears cool toward this U.S. talk of building a global coalition against Iran, saying that its top priority is de-escalating tensions in the region. While Pompeo said the U.S. is prepared to negotiate with Iran, he also said new U.S. sanctions against Iran are to be announced later today. There is new leadership at the Pentagon.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, sir.
Morning.
What's the first order of business?
Morning.
Mark Esper arrived at work for his first day as acting defense secretary. He is replacing Patrick Shanahan. Global markets have been mixed today as investors watch for movement in the China-U.S. trade talks ahead of a meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Japan. The AP's Christopher Bodine is in Beijing.
The U.S. is about to raise tariffs on another $250 billion in Chinese imports to the U.S., which is basically everything that China exports to the U.S. So they want to try to maybe come to an accommodation where they don't have to take that step.
The sides are now at a stalemate after 11 rounds of talks. A crater 33 feet wide, 13 feet deep, has appeared in a field in central Germany, apparently caused by a World War II bomb exploding in the middle of the night. No one was hurt. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg faces criticism from angry residents of South Bend, Indiana, at an emotional town hall meeting a week after a white police officer shot and killed a black man in the city where he is mayor. This is AP Radio News. At the BET Awards in Los Angeles, rapper Nipsey Hussle posthumously earned the Humanitarian Award. He was a community activist as well and was shot and killed in March in South Los Angeles. Among the speakers, Nipsey Hussle's grandmother, Margaret Boutte.
I was so amazed at how much love was out in the world for him that you uplifted me.
Nipsey Hussle was shot in what police say was a personal dispute.
Nipsey, you've done your job. You've left your mark. I'm welcoming you into heaven so you can rest. And I love him with all my heart and soul.
Mary J. Blige earned the BET Lifetime Achievement Award. Tyler Perry accepted the Ultimate Icon Award. Childish Gambino, who didn't attend the show, won the top prize at the BET Awards. Video of the year for This Is America. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.